Good morning, Family First. Nina speaking.
Hi, Nima. My name is Matilda. Did I get your name right?
Yes, Nina.
Nina. Okay, hi, Nina. My name is Matilda. I'm a service coordinator calling from Keystone in regards to a mutual participant, Montgomery Washington, date of birth February 14, 1963. I've been trying to get a hold of Mr. Washington because I do see that they did go into the hospital sometime in January. Currently, right now, and I do see that they're inpatient. And I'm not sure if there's like a number or somebody I can get in contact with just to make sure everything is okay with him and possibly schedule an on-site visit.
Okay. Let me just see who he's assigned to, which is Alyssa Washington. Oh, she has a note on here, difficulty contacting to
Wow. Okay.
Let me see. Please notify the SC. Okay, so Alyssa did try to attempt to contact you on the 25th of this month due to she had been unsuccessful with contacting the – what number do you have on file for Mr. Montgomery?
I have 267-742-7936.
Okay, we have a different number. We have a 215-800-5260.
No, not even close.
Let's see. And his direct care worker is Jason, and his number is 215-558-8633. 8633. We actually attempted the shifts effective Wednesday.
Okay.
Due to, we normally do that when we can't get in touch with the client or the caregiver, only because potential hospitalizations or, you know, just to make sure we regain contact and make sure services is being provided. So due to we haven't received any call back from the caregiver or client and we're having difficulties reaching them, we attempted the visits yesterday.
Okay, okay. And as of now, as of yesterday, there are no services.
So as of Monday, the caregiver clocked in and out Tuesday, clocked in and out Wednesday, clocked in and out. So we normally do that. Yeah, we normally, really? See, this is why we do that. Because normally when they don't get paid, then they'll call us and wondering why they didn't get their payment, and we got to let them know, like, you got to keep communication, you know. So what date do you have for the participant being?
The hospitalization. Hold on, give me 1 second. I got you. I hate getting people in trouble, but.
I mean, it is what it is.
This is not, they can't be doing that because they mess stuff up for other people.
Yeah.
Let me just. I'm looking at the clinical summary. I know my first outreach attempt to them was February 2nd, but I want to see because I know for a fact that it's before then. Check the first inpatient encounter. Right now, I see that they're inpatient. The first one, the first one is being recorded is February 11, 2026, at Temple University.
You said Temple.
Yep. And then they remain there until February 16th. And I just want to check something real quick, my email, because usually we get trigger notifications.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to see when that first email came through. Okay, yeah. First notification was February 13th.
Okay.
So that was around that date. Let me just check. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give a call to their, to Jason,
mm-hmm.
and see where he's at.
Yeah, I'm going to text him, too, as well, to let him know.
Because I do see, like, there was, like, an inpatient in my system.
Mm-hmm.
I see that there was an inpatient encounter at a rehabilitation center as well. So I don't know if they did go into the hospital and
so
then they were transferred.
So probably it was a hospital and transferred to a rehabilitation
center. Yep.
Yeah, correct.
Let me give Jason a call.
Okay, so question, are you going to do the EIM? Because I'm the one that normally does it when it's reported to us.
We do have, do you have the same EIM number as me? I don't think so. We have a, I have an EIM number for him for 978-6689.
Okay, so one was already created. Yeah, because I don't want to do duplicates.
Yep, we already got
already
one.
Created.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Okay.
You're good. You're good.
All right.
Can
so,
I get Jason's number again?
Jason number is 215-558-8633.
Okay.
No, all right, 8633. Let me
get in contact with him.
8633.
Okay.
And what's
I will get in contact.
Matilda?
Matilda,
okay. Do you have a direct line? Yes, it's 267-551-7414.
7414. Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give Jason a call, but I'm also going to let them know that they need to report to you guys if anything has happened.
Immediately.
You know,
yep. Mm-hmm.
Immediately. Gotcha. All right. Take
Thank
care of
you.
Have a good day.
You as well. All right.
All right, bye.